Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
Hi, Tammy.
Hi, Lester.
That's Tammy Coxon with Tammy's Tastings. I'm Lester Graham with another episode of Cheers to Michigan here on Stateside. What do you have for us today?
As you know, Lester, we have a book coming out based on these spots here on Stateside. And I was looking back through the book, kind of getting ready for that, and it inspired me to make a cocktail based on the very first cocktail we ever made on Cheers and the very first cocktail that's printed in the book.
I remember what that cocktail is, actually. It was the last word because I was so excited because it's a big, big Michigan cocktail, Detroit cocktail.
That's right. It was invented in Detroit before Prohibition and then disappeared off the books until 2004 when it was rediscovered. And one of the things that made it so appealing to cocktailians at the time is that it was a really adaptable recipe, and you could do a lot of different things with it. The original calls for gin, but you can substitute in pretty much any other kind of spirit, and you still get a great cocktail. That's what we're going to do today, is we're going to make a riff on that original, and it's called the Final Ward, and it was created by a bartender in New York called Phil Ward.
How does it differ?
So instead of the gin that's in a last word, we're going to have rye whiskey, and then...
That's good.
And then instead of the lime juice, we're going to have lemon juice. And then it keeps the green chartreuse and the maraschino just like the original.
Well, let me take a taste of this. Okay, so this is not very much like the last word, but at the same time, it's got a lot of the flavor notes of the last word. That rye changes everything, it seems to me. So how did you make this?
Well, it's that combination of the rye and the lemon juice, I think. And those things, if you think about it, we tend to use lime more with gin and lemon more with whiskey. And so we're really kind of playing on those complementary flavors here. So it's really simple, just 3/4 of an ounce of each of those ingredients I listed, combined in a shaker with some ice, shake it up really well, strain it into a coupe or a martini glass.
You know, what I really like about this is it's a riff on the last word, as you mentioned. When we debut the book to the public, it'll be at the Last Word Bar in Ann Arbor on September 10th. Kind of seems fitting.
It all comes full circle, Lester. Cheers.
Cheers.